This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. A judge will decide if Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters will be allowed to oversee the 2022 election. Peters is being investigated for a security breach of voting machines last year. The Secretary of State's office had asked Peters to okay heavy oversight for this year's elections. Peters refused, and the state filed a lawsuit to block her from overseeing it. Peters was already barred from running the 2021 election. Coloradans will be able to get free KN95 masks soon under an initiative from the governor. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Polis told Colorado Matters the masks will be available for pickup at participating libraries and fire stations. His staff said communities must opt into the program.
If you're really worried about your health, you should frankly wear a N95 or KN95. That is what doctors in COVID wards effectively wear even before the vaccine, and it was very effective in preventing it.
Polis says his office will post a map of locations with dates the masks will be available in the coming days. Details about how many masks one person can get are still being worked out. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Relatives identified the last person still missing in Boulder County's Marshall Fire. The family of 91-year-old Nadine Turnbull says she lived on the outskirts of Superior. Authorities have not announced Turnbull's identity, but the Associated Press reports investigators search for remains near her destroyed home. You're listening to CPR News.